Downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at Folk on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Tori Lowe on a Tori Lowe Tuesday.
What's going on, Tori? What's happening in?
Wow,
what's
you timed that
in?
A.
What's happening
That's
in?
Pow. Unbelievably.
Pow.
Strophe.
Perfect.
That was perfect time.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. So, in our company, Strofe, do you have to do this? Because I don't get these emails.
What is that?
No idea where this is headed.
So, I just got a recap of the Tori Lowe show that went on 101.7 The Truth from 1 to 4, which leads you here at 4:02.
Right.
Right next door to us. From 3 to 3:15... Tori Lowe is talking about rabbits and squirrels with tentacles.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that? It's gross.
That was crazy.
This
yeah.
is real?
Yeah. 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 They're growing right. around like a damn.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Be careful what you look for because you're going to be grossed out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
These things look real crazy.
Colorado?
Yes.
Colorado. Then the squirrel is now. This is what piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Because I saw the rabbit. But now they're saying there's squirrels that have a deformity.
I think in Cali?
In United States and Canada. They're saying that they're showing up in the garden.
What in the world?
It's nasty, bro. You feel it gives me the heebie-jeebies looking at that.
Yeah,
it looks like a freak.
Yeah.
It's a freak. It's like it's not supposed to look like that. It looks like it's come back from the dead.
It looks like it's from 10,000 BC.
Yeah.
Oh,
they got a disease.
It was actually squirrels looking like that back then. I mean, this is wild.
This is Tori, it can pass to humans if you bite it.
The email from Tori's show says.
No, you lie.
They don't know.
The email from Tori's show says, what's really going on? Tori, what's really going on?
Well, let me tell you something. Remember during COVID where they said that it was from a bat? You know, some. About a bat.
Well,
let's say that these rabbits, and somebody said, here we go, cute bunny rabbit. Here go a carrot. And next thing you know, it bites the person on the finger.
Go ahead, preach.
Then they go in the house and then they bite their husband.
Oh,
who's biting the husband?
The infected person,
because the infected person got the virus, and all of a sudden, once you get the virus, they want to bite people.
So, how does the bunny get horns out of this?
Well, what I'm saying is.
Great. Follow-up stroke.
Well, what I'm saying is I watch movies like this all the time.
Yo, don't kick a movie on me.
No, Sinners was like this.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
I mean, they say stay away from these rabbits.
Stay away from these squirrels
because you don't know. But you know how people get out there, oh, cute little bunny, and they might get something might happen.
They got the grizzly warts. That's what it's called, the grizzly warts. I got the heebie-jeebies. They said the zombie rabbits.
This is Ben Brust,
Kyle Wallace, Tori Lowe, Strofe running the show.
I guess
Brewers lose 6-4, but Tori Lowe is telling us all what's really going down with the squirrels having tentacles.
Keep your dogs in the house. The rabbits got tentacles.
Hold on. Slow down.
The squirrels got warts.
Slow down for real.
Where Tori loses me is he was going to tell us what's really going on.
Right.
And then you told me about feeding a rabbit, getting bit, and then doing some kinky stuff, and now the rabbit has horns.
No, not kinky stuff, but, you know,
just said
have you ever seen the zombie apocalypse?
Yes.
It usually starts with something innocent, and it just spreads.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tori. There's never been a zombie apocalypse.
Right. But I was just talking about just scenario-wise. Y'all had me going down a rabbit hole. Y'all wanted me to go. I'm just saying, when it comes to these rabbits looking like that, I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to question everything.
But why are you afraid? I'm not gonna lie. Oh, I'm not scared of no rabbit or squirrel with tentacles.
Well,
let's kick it.
If something happened in your backyard and you see a bunny like that.
Do you have dogs?
Do you know that?
Do you have dogs?
I have two dogs.
So what if your dogs get bit by the bunny and then they come in the house? What if Bruce come in with all these dang tentacles, all of them?
There's no tentacles in
tentacles.
The area.
Tentacles.
Tentacles.
Yeah. And I do know that our dogs have, unfortunately, gotten to some baby bunnies recently.
Oh, wow.
It's called the Shope papilloma disease.
Diana from Iguanago, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
You ain't got that, do you?
Hey, what do these bunnies and these squirrels look like? I feed them every day. Wait. I have a yard full of them.
Oh, wow.
What do they look like?
Look like they got warts.
You're
tentacles.
Asking what are the ones with
and
tentacles
they got
look
strange
like?
Growth
Let's just say
well, face.
You'll know it when you see it, Diana.
Yeah. You got
the one that Tori's talking about, what do they look like?
Don't feed the bunnies no more, yeah. Diana. Don't
You're
feed the bunnies.
You're not answering her question.
Oh, no,
Google it.
Well, I feed them every morning.
Don't
go on the line and type up these. This, I guess the title says they're zombie rabbits, but it is an actual disease that they have that they say that it doesn't hurt. I don't even understand how they know it don't hurt the rabbit to look like that.
Really though, like for real, you walk around an ugly duckling rabbit. You know everybody's
yeah, chipmunk
there.
Killer over here trying to look out for the rabbits and the bunnies.
Listen, I don't. Them chipmunks might have a disease. I'm trying to protect my house. I'm trying to protect human life.
They saying it.
Ron and the Key chimes in. On the Carbless Talking text line, they say stay away from grizzly bears too. That doesn't mean I'm, you know, if one hurts me, I'm going to turn into a zombie.
Well, let me tell you,
he ain't seen the pictures.
You may not even know what's going to happen with a grizzly bear. You may not even live to tell about it.
Kyle, what's going on with the chipmunk situation? How did this resurface?
What chipmunk? Now, I wasn't aware of any chipmunk.
Oh, you didn't know, Tori? Listen.
Here we go.
I was driving and leaving the house one day, and all of a sudden, baby girl saw like a chipmunk run into a hole. She told me to get it, and I went to go get it. I tried to get the chick rid of the chipmunk, and the chipmunk decided that it was not going to go. I tried to drown it out, didn't work. I tried to pack the hole, didn't work. So somebody hooked me up with some poison, and I had 8 pieces of poison, and I sit down a piece of poison because I had to get rid of this chipmunk. They ate it. Cool. All right.
Alvin!
And then And then so I said, well, I got to make sure I get rid of chipmunks, so I put another block down, right? Gone. I said, ooh, they some hungry little chipmunks. So I said, I'm going to put another block down. Tori, I have put down 8 blocks of poison. 8 blocks of poison, and they keep getting eaten and taken. So either A, I'm killing a whole colony and family of chipmunks, or B,
it's not working.
I'm killing a whole bunch of animals around my neighborhood.
Zombie chipmunks.
Yeah, I don't know what. Maybe that's what's happening. Is it zombie chipmunks? These chipmunks have become immune to the poison.
Here we go.
On the Carbless Talking text line, Lewis chimes in. Ben and Strofe are invited to my bunker. Kyle and Tori can kick rocks.
What?
Wait, isn't
why Lewis, you go? I'm the one wait, that told you what happened. Hey, Lewis, how you gonna leave me out?
Wait a minute, isn't Lewis black?
This may or may not be Lewis from the North Side.
I'm gonna say Lewis on the North Side. You gonna do the brothers like
but,
that?
But why is it gotta be a black or white thing?
Because if they gonna leave the brothers out here to die.
Hold on, I'm the one that brought the awareness. How you gonna leave me out?
That's how it be. It be your own people.
You guys are some gullible idiots. It says Tori and Kyle are invited to the bar.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Did you hear you guys completely squirm?
You're fine kicking us to the curb, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What's
I'm
that about?
One, no, I'm I the mean, one that brought the space?
I thought we were all family.
If there's enough space for y'all, come on. I'm going to try to squeeze you in.
Does anybody know anyone with like one of those bunkers?
Yes.
You do?
Don't old houses have bunkers?
No, I'm talking about like someone who prepares for
like underground bunker.
Underground devastation bunker, yes.
Oh, wow. Where at? Up north, Denmark.
He can't
Denmark,
tell nobody.
Yeah. Denmark, I know a couple people.
That must be what
they got all the food.
Do we have anyone with a bunker? 800-990-3776 for Strofe and I.
I would freak out in a bunker if somebody locked me in.
They're not big. They are not spacious.
Oh, you used to play in them, huh?
No, I've just been in them.
Okay.
So you've actually been underground with the bunker
is
and hanging out.
I didn't realize this was a unique experience.
What?
We have access to a bunker. Goes into survival bunkers every day of their life.
Well, not every day. I've only been in it a few times.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's underground. It's cement. It's got food and stuff.
What kind of food?
Like expired?
Like stuff that doesn't expire. Like the packets. Stuff.
Like the astronaut food.
Yes, exactly.
Did you eat any of it?
Of course not. It was for disaster if it was
ever
coming.
Have they ever used it before?
No.
Okay. Do you got a reservation in there?
I don't know. Do I? Oh, you mean like as in like a dinner reservation?
If something happened, you got a space for you.
No, not enough space for me.
Oh, wow.
I'm with you
guys.
Is
there a bathroom?
Ben.
No, you just soil yourself.
I don't know. I've never been in a bunker.
You think there's? It's but not my, like a guest house.
My question is.
You have a nice toilet.
What kind of question was that?
My question is.
There's a bucket.
My question is, with all the disaster that's been going on, you got the floodings and all that. Like,
yeah,
what happens if it floods and you're underground?
Well, wait
can
a
it
minute.
Can it sustain that?
Isn't the bunker for bombs?
Yeah, it's for bombs.
But like he said, what if it's a flood?
Then don't go in the bunker. You go to the Tigris.
No, but what if it's a bomb? Then you're under there. Then they in a flood happens.
Well, how do you want to die? You want to die drowning or you want to die from radiation?
Correct.
Which one? Pick
Choose
your point.
Your own adventure.
Oh, wow.
You had to decide. It's
what
raining.
What's happening? I don't know, but a lot of response from KBN Nation.
About that, the rabbits?
Taylor in Waukesha has a bunker and Strofe's mom is invited.
Oh, he liked them cougars.
Oh, wow.
She's a nice woman.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Love
it. It was the only good one of the day. I had to go with it, Strofe.
That's crazy. You really going to let him talk about your mama like that? Dang.
Come on. Don't do you like that.
That's crazy. He said he's going to take your mama to
a bunker.
I've never
seen
take it like that.
Strofe speechless. Yeah.
Yeah, for real, though. What would you do if somebody said, Troy, what would you do if somebody was talking about your mama on the radio?
Hey, I wasn't raised by my mom.
Oh, well, I mean, there it has.
Okay.
He said, well, help
her. Help her. Let me know when you see her.
Tell her I said hello.
Tell her I said hi. Hey.
My birthday present. Hey.
This all stems from squirrels and bunnies with tentacles.
Wow.
Oh, that is
bunkers.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
I did have to.
Once you start playing that rabbit hole music, it can go anywhere.
No, I mean, look, everyone needs an underground bunker guy. Just like if there was a zombie apocalypse, everyone needs, like, your friend that you go to and be like, all right, let's take him out.
Do you have a friend?
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
I'm not going to out them.
What do you mean?
Is he an insane person?
No,
he's
like,
them.
They're like a Second Amendment guy. You know, like, you know, we can
survival guy.
Survival
guns.
Guy.
Yeah. You're saying he has guns.
Yeah. Well, guns are legal. What do you say? We got illegal.
No, he's got lots of them.
Okay.
That's still legal.
It still can be legal.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Wisconsin is an open carry state. No.
Wisconsin is?
It's concealed carry.
It's open carry, too.
But yeah, you can.
It's open carry.
You just have to legally own it.
Yeah.
You can have it unstrapped?
No,
it's
you know,
open carry.
You can't carry. You can't carry
Tori's
no gun. Just waving out, can you?
Well, you know, I ran into this situation in 2020, so don't.
Figure that out. That's a little bit different. I guess you know
I'm
what
talking
you
about.
Right.
I found out all of the gun laws in 2020.
You said, "Oh wow, you can just carry that, huh?"
Yeah, thanks.
Actually,
this week is the 5-year anniversary
Jacob
of us
Blake.
Walk. No, oh. 5-year anniversary of us walking from Milwaukee to Washington D.C.
Oh yes.
How long did that take you?
3 weeks.
Did you sleep?
At night, yeah.
Some people, hotels?
Yep.
One, I know some people slept in hotels.
Might have brought a tent. I don't know.
Well, no.
Nah, he's scared of them squirrels with tentacles.
Man, if I, hey.
They didn't exist in 2020.
Right.
Maybe that's how they got here.
That was Tori, were you bitten?
Never. I always sleep with my protection.
What the hell does that mean? Okay, never mind.
Oh, wow.
I got to know what that
here
means.
Here we go.
Nah, I know what that means. Oh, all right, wow. Tori, are we playing out with a fun song?
It's the Strofe Surprise. Carly Rae Jepsen.
What's wrong, Strofe? You've never been so speechless in your life.
This has got to be the all-time dumbest radio segment I've ever been a part of.
Can I ask you something? Do you want
Michael
Parsons?
And you produced it, hey.
That's true. I'm trying to get Tori to give me some
DJ
sports while.
Strofe.
Never mind. I'm just
listening to you.
Oh, wow.
DJ Strofe.
What you got for him?
No, I'm just going to ask about Michael Parsons.
Nah. Yeah,
oh,
nah,
wow.
Nah.
Here we go.
Nah.
No? I don't even know if that's going to even happen.
Yeah, exactly. Pipe dream. He gets
it. Oh, Tori, so 0% chance.
I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, well, let's just play the music then.
Oh, Kyle, sad.
I like when Tori gets hyped up.
Yeah.
Tori doesn't seem excited for the season.
Well, I'm
excited. We know he's not.
Yeah, every time I see him.
I just hate.
He does not have his green and gold. He's kind of a fraud Packer fan right
now.
No,
wow. I could never be a fraud Packer fan.
We throw around fraud
I
too
could
much
never,
on the show.
Yeah. I think he throws it around because it boomerangs back on him.
Ooh,
boomerang comments.
He's a fraud Brewers fan. You know what? The Brewers are in the eighth inning, right? And they get out, and he says, "Okay, well, you know, they have the next game. They'll be fine the next game. Like the games are. Mm-hmm.
There's 162 of them. He just want to make sure he secures that bet.
No, we're reinvesting that thing in the World Series. Dang. You want to be a part of that, or should we
get
out of that too?
I heard that it was a great chance that they could get to the World Series.
Yeah, well, I may or may not make you a part of that bet.
I'm throwing my cash in at that.
Wait, what do you mean you heard there's a good chance?
Yeah, like,
that's
what everybody's saying.
I'm listening to the fans. They say, hey, I've been asking them the difficult questions, and they've been answering the questions.
Tori getting a burger tomorrow?
Yes, I got to get it.
Grab me. Oh, you going to get one per person.
Yeah, one per person.
What's happening? Can you not get one, Kyle?
No, I'm going to be at Pottawatomie for our draft tomorrow.
You can get a real, real, real big burger. We don't have to BYOC your condiments.
That is very true.
We're going to be taken care of at Pottawatomie Sports.
BYOC your condiments. Bring your own condiments, your condiments. Is that what you said?
I'm annoyed.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again. Nobody said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Buying a home is one of the biggest moves you'll ever make, and if I'm making a move like that, I want a team behind me that knows what they are doing and actually cares. That's why you should work with my friends at Citizens Bank. From pre-approval to closing, and even after you'll get your keys, they are there with you every step of the way. There's no runaround at all. And so, goodness gracious, if you're wondering who to call or for any last-minute surprises, you should contact my friends at Citizens Bank by going to citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. See, think about them is they meet you where you are, right? They'll start the application process right there with you, and however you roll, they've got you. So start, whether you're buying, refinancing, or you're starting to dream, check out citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank today, where you are banking where you belong. They are an equal housing lender at Citizens Bank.
The Brewers dropped their game one of a doubleheader. They got moved to today because of a rainout last night, 6-4. They did claw back. They did get into the big arms of the Cubs bullpen, and they did not use theirs. So they're set up tonight with Woodruff on the mound. They did claw back. They made it a game. They made it competitive, as they always do. It's not the result you want, but you got to get this win. You finally get something that you've wanted for so long. Like when they, like recently, they just dropped 2 of 3 to the Brewers. Right before the Brewers went on a massive run.
A tear, yeah.
And now they're coming off of a tear. And for the Brewers, this is, like, despite the fact that they have a lead and I'm not worried about it, you still want to insert your dominance over the entire league and especially in these next three games.
Yeah, and so, I mean, for the Chicago Cubs, it's a bigger series for them because if they let the Brewers win one more game, which I feel good about my Milwaukee Brewers, this race is just about over.
I'm not saying let off the gas,
but what I'm saying is this, is that at a certain point, you get to an insurmountable league. If the Milwaukee Brewers even win this series, it's over because now you're only talking about you got less than a month and a half left, a month and 1 week left to make up 10 games would be almost impossible. So this could be the dagger blow for the Milwaukee Brewers to put in the Chicago Cubs. So their backs are against the wall because it's better be sitting in that front seat when you're moving in first place and trying to already knowing that you're going to make the playoffs, you're going to win the division versus having to fight, scratch, and claw to ensure that you're going to make it.
I guess for today it was just a little bit of a, maybe for the team, a good reality check from an execution standpoint, right? You know, because, again, they're not going to be perfect every single game. I understand that. But the way that they were winning was by not making any mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Andrew Vaughn made an error at first base, which led to runs.
Yep.
I believe Patrick only had 3 earned runs against the
5
that he gave up. And then, you know, you have somebody who got brought up from the Cubs, Owen Cassie, I think his name is, and they sat Kyle Tucker, who Cubs fans wanted, they were yelling at management to extend him, and then he hasn't had a home run in a month. So they're just up and down. My entire point here is, the reminder is, you play clean baseball, you don't put yourself in that big of a hole, and it's a whole different ball game.
That's 100%
true. So sometimes, in a 162-game season, this is a perfect opportunity for Pat Murphy to talk to the team and be like, love the effort, we scrapped, we clawed, but we weren't the Milwaukee Brewers that I know us to be, and let's go out there tonight and show them what we're about.
Because you're
absolutely believe
right.
They didn't play to their identity. They didn't, at least for 9 innings, right? They did, but there was too many lapses that they don't have that led to them having to scrap and claw too far behind, and ultimately they're still set up with a great pitcher in Woodruff against Taillon, who's, I think, very average. Wind's blowing in, which means you got to execute. And they've thrived on execution. You have a chance tonight.
with the Milwaukee Brewers, you're absolutely right. This was one where you lose a game, you're able to just simply go into the locker room and say, fellas, hey, we fought back, but you know what? The problem is, everybody sees it. We got to be better, fundamentally sound. We can't allow for guys to have extra outs. And that's what the Brewers allowed for to happen today, and it came back to bite them in the behind. And so I think that's one of the easy coaching points. Say, fellas, we were playing winning baseball by playing clean baseball. We clean that up tonight, we're getting back into the winning column.
And you're always going to win when you head to the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Have a strong body, have a strong mind, help have a strong community. No goal is too big or too small. Simply get a tour, get started today. I've worked out there for many, many years, and when I have done personal training with my guy Maddie, big Brewers fan, he's been so helpful for my body and where I've needed to be with my goals. You can go to the steam room, you can go to the sauna, indoor, outdoor swimming pool, indoor, outdoor tennis courts, basketball courts, functional strength training area, a track. You name it, they have it. So if you want all the tools and equipment plus the environment that makes you feel great so you can get everything you want done in one place, just go get a tour and join the Princeton Club for your better tomorrow. Scheduled to appear is Dom Catronio of 620 WTMJ. He's down at Wrigley Field covering the series. We'll get his reaction. Look ahead to the game tonight. Dom Catronio scheduled to appear next on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Do you think?
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Bradley Nortman. Alex Strobe's running the show. Brewers drop one of the first doubleheader today, 6-4. Clawed back, wasn't enough. We welcome into Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, Dom Catronio of 620 WTMJ down in Wrigley Field. Dom, not the result we wanted, but your overall takeaway from game one.
It was a high-quality baseball game, was it not? I mean, that was... That's exactly what you want in a rivalry game like that, where every pitch mattered down the stretch. The Woodpeckers just kept tapping away. They kept themselves interested in this game. And, you know, the 27th man gave you five innings and three earned runs. I think everybody would have signed up for that. The problem was the two unearned runs were the difference of the game.
Yeah, Dom, I guess when I think about the opportunity that this team has, and it's nothing that they haven't obviously experienced, they know what their identity is. They kind of got beat in a way that they've beat others, right? Like the early error by Andrew Vaughn, you know, leading to runs. And they still, like you said, pecked back and clawed back. But a reminder that when they play their style, you don't have to claw back as hard. Clean baseball. I mean, they're still disciplined. They still did all those right things. But just a reminder of when you do the things, and it's hard in a 162-game season, you're going to take losses. But I think this could be the message heading into tonight's game. Fair?
Yeah, I think like the other thing too about this game was, you know, the Brewers had an opportunity to punch right back there in the bottom of the second inning. And ultimately, you know, Terang bounces out on the first pitch and Joey Ortiz pops out. And Pat Murphy just got out of his, you know, post-game press conference here. And he was just sort of like, hey, you know, we're not perfect. Those were moments that maybe, you know, we weren't quite Woodpeckers in those two at-bats specifically. And then, you know, he kind of raised his eyebrows talking about a few strikeouts. Now, that's not Pat Murphy complaining about the umpires. That's letting us say he was complaining about the umpire's strike zone there. The key strikeout to Christian Yelich really changed a lot, though, as well. But at the end of the day, the Brewers did fight back. They made the Cubs use their entire A bullpen. So Palencia is probably not available for game two. Pomeranz definitely not available, given he's pitched in back-to-back games. I imagine Keller is not available. So the point being is, like, the Cubs played for, as you should, in a doubleheader. When you have an opportunity to get a win, you go for it and you use your A bullpen. The Brewers have the entirety of their A bullpen ready to go behind Woodruff in tonight's game.
You just talked about something that's so important when you're talking about the arms that the Cubs used today, and with Big Wu on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers, what do you think the prospects are tonight behind Big Wu pitching on the mound against the Cubs for the Brewers to go up in this series?
Yeah, I think now it's just a three-game series, right? I think you just throw out these first two games. Cool, you won 7-0 and you lose 6-4. Like, throw it out. Now it's a three-game series, and it's just traditional. Don't worry about anything else that happened. You have, obviously, Big Wu on the mound, but one of the things the offense can do tonight for the Brewers is try to create some breathing room, right? Try to create an opportunity where you don't need to use Uribe and McGill once again, because then you suddenly, you know, this chess game of a five-game series is, let's say the Brewers are able to win tonight without using Uribe or McGill or Mears or Koenig, right, and then Ashby. Then all of a sudden you win, and you've got those guys available to go tomorrow or Thursday for that matter too. Like, that's where you take the edge. Offense is easier said than done, of course, but with Big Wu on the mound, getting five out of Chad Patrick, the Brewers bullpen is in really good shape for tonight.
Dom Catronio of WTMJ joining us here on Kyle, Bruston, Ortman, as the Brewers will head into their second game of the doubleheader of this five-game series, which is just kind of wild to say out loud sometimes when you think about it. Holistically, I know you dive deep into numbers, and obviously looking back at the Red Series, couple extra inning games, and Kyle just mentioned you were talking about it. Do you feel confident that the bullpen is like ready for another three games? Because they've used a lot of arms and they've grinded out a lot of games in that 14-game winning streak, and then obviously even into the Sunday loss. Like, is this, I don't want to say it's not an ideal time, but it's kind of a crappy time for this bullpen. Are they equipped to handle these three games with what you've seen?
Absolutely. I think there's no question to handle it, because it's not like this stretch of the schedule snuck up on anybody. You know, I mean, it's been in there since last June that they were going to be playing 18 in a row. It just became 19 in a row, and it's big whoop. You know, this every single one of these players has gone through a stretch like this in the minor leagues where, hey, we got to play 22 in a row because or 22 in 21 days because of a rainout, and you're on the bus and you're doing all this extra stuff and you're going through. Everyone's done a streak like this, and the easiest way to take care of your bullpen, I compare it to golf, right? People ask me all the time, like, how do I get better out of the bunkers? You know, how do I do a better job getting out of the sand? Like, well, work on your irons. Don't go in the bunker. So the way you avoid the bullpen is start longer or get more runs. So yeah, you don't have to worry about those kind of things.
Stroh, you taking notes on the golf lessons here?
Yeah, I know Dom is a caddy as well. I may need to set up some lessons.
No, I was going to say to have you go out where he caddies. You're not allowed,
well, I'm not allowed
anywhere
yeah,
near
no.
those fairways.
We'd have to go to like a public course.
He can't carry bags.
You got to start a par three course, Strophy.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I don't want him touching.
Strophy, I saw your combine video, man. I don't know if I want to see the golf swing.
Ah. No. You're going to get it. Coming to you on Twitter is Strophe at University
that
of Ridge.
That was years ago.
Seven straight with an iron approaching into a green.
Yeah, it was bad.
Golf's not for everybody. That's why everybody plays pickleball.
Yeah,
I do play pickleball.
You know, Dom, you just nailed it right on the head. You know, the tall, lengthy, unathletic guy can stand in one place, but as soon as you hit it where his cement feet got to move, it's got a good chance of bouncing twice.
Hey, if only baseball was that easy, right?
For real, though. Dom, you're in enemy territory down in that ugly Wrigleyville that they have down there. Do you feel from the Cubs fans that this is a do-or-die series for them? Do you kind of feel some of the tension and some of the nervousness down there from some of them Cubs fans in Chicago?
I tell you what, it's funny because, yes, there's tension. But, you know, when you look at the whole sphere of the National League and you look at what is on the line here, you know, Cubs fans, sometimes it's like, oh my God, the sky's falling, not going to make the playoffs. Like, they're making the playoffs. Like, they're still 8 games clear of a playoff spot. Like, they're in really good shape. They have the 4th best record in baseball, and yet they're 8 games back in their own division. Like, that is still a quality team on the other side. And I don't want anybody to lose sight of that. They did a lot of little things today that they should be encouraged about. Like, I pointed out Pete Crow-Armstrong, like, we know he's an incredible defensive center fielder. The play he made on that Sal Frelick RBI single, like, that's a double for almost any other center fielder. And yet, he's able to cut it off, no big deal. That changes the whole complexion of that inning when the Brewers are trying to come back. So, yes, they're tight. They're worried. They're sitting Kyle Tucker. And yet, the Brewers can leave here winning the series and be up 9 games by the end of it, which is pretty exciting.
You think that would be it? If the Brewers win this series, do you think that's it? Do you think the NL Central is wrapped up?
I think it's over if they, as long as they don't lose 4.
Hey!
Honestly. You know, I really do believe that, because the math just isn't mathing.
Yeah.
I really believe that the Cubs are really good, and they're going to, I mean, also, there's a very good chance you see these guys in October. So while they're cold right now, they can get hot. Everyone knows what can happen in October. Because the Brewers are bound, hopefully, for the number one seed, that means they're guaranteed to face a wild card team in the division series, which would be the Cubs, the Mets, or the Padres. And it depends on how all the seeding shakes out and everything with that sort of thing. But
At one point, it was the Dodgers
and Cubs. Chickens before they hatch.
Yeah,
I'm not counting chickens before they hatch. I'm just saying it sounds good to me because I want the Brewers to win the NL Central because I'm so proud of Pat Murphy. But also, I got a little scratch on the Brewers to win the NL Central before the season started. So I need my money.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the division is what everybody always wants. And being the number one seed is a nice little perk. And as long as you go at least 2-3, honestly, you know, that means you, yes, you lose the tiebreaker, but you're still up 7 games. And it would require a Cubs record of like 25-11 over their last 20, 36 games or whatever, and the Brewers to be under 500 in that same time. And I just don't see that happening.
Dom, before we let you go, we really appreciate the time. It's probably not talked enough about how they're doing this without the young stud Jackson Chourio.
Is that a question? Is that what you want me to just riff on?
I just want you to. I mean, I know you have stuff to say about anything, and especially when it comes to that young stud who's been able to produce at a high clip before he got hurt. Just think about what this opens up for this team when he is back.
Yeah, Pat Murphy revealed today that they are expecting Jackson Chourio to go on a rehab assignment starting on Friday, joining Rhys Hoskins, who goes there today. Jake Bowers is already there, and he joked like, wow, Nashville's going to have a pretty darn good team here pretty soon. But the Brewers are certainly aware of what they've done without Jackson Chourio. At the same time, that's when your mind starts to wander. Man, imagine healthy Chourio, Frelick at the top of the order, continuing to produce like he's doing right now, Yelly hitting bombs, and it's a pretty darn good lineup. And I think a lot of folks are eating crow right now of what they said in mean tweets and, you know, aggressive overreactions to maybe what we saw in May, but it's a pretty darn good lineup right now.
Dom, we appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing your coverage throughout the rest of the week, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
All right, let's have a fun time with Big Woo on the mound here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Big Woo, baby boy from Mississippi.
That's Dom Catronio of 620 WTMJ. You'll hear him on Brewers Extra Innings, Brewers Weekly, and he joined us down in Chicago as we get another game in the Game 2 doubleheader tonight. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroph, no Brad Nortman. One of our favorite times is when we're joined by Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson. But first, you're going to tell us about your friends, Kyle.
You know, I just had some plumbing done inside of my house, and I looked to the left of my little closet. I said, oh, there's a little dust on my window. I took it, dusted off, and I said, boy, I'm so happy to have a wonderful, beautiful window from Universal Windows Direct in my house. And I'm telling y'all, I want you to have that exact same feeling. And right now is the time to upgrade your house because you can blast that AC all day. But if your windows aren't doing their job like my windows do the job, all that cool air is going right out of your window. Literally. That's why now is a perfect time to call Universal Windows Direct because right now they have a great deal going on. Buy two windows, get two free, and no, there is no limit. Got 8 windows you need replacing? You only pay for 4. And here's the part that I really love, KBN Nation. You'll get no interest for 5 whole years. That means you pay not a single penny in interest for 5 entire years. Universal Windows Direct have energy efficient windows that are built to perform, and I want you to feel that performance inside of your beautiful house. You deserve it, your house deserves it, and you know you'll love it. So don't wait for the next heat wave or cold snap to remind you. Call 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Trust me, once you feel the difference, you'll be saying what I say. I love my windows.
I found a Brewers player that looks like he would fit in with the 1982 Brewers for John Anderson.
Okay, can't wait to hear this.
I'll tell you who it is next with John Anderson.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Well, the dance floor specifically. I'm still sore, man. I dance my booty off.
But you don't have muscles.
You don't have a booty, so I don't know how you dance that. You asked your back off. Your back.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Get ready, Milwaukee.
Now on Kyle Brustin Nortman is Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson. What's up, John?
Dude, I'm going through new faculty orientation, even though I've been here 7 months.
Why do they call it new faculty?
Because he didn't tell it last fall? Oh. Is that what it was?
Yeah, so it was in the fall, and they only do it once a year, and I started in January. So I missed out on a lot of team building exercises. So I've been hanging out with people in the physics department and human sciences and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, so, that sounds fun. Some buff people.
Back to school for John Anderson.
Sounds fun. Yeah. This is the biggest waste of time in his life.
Nah.
Oh, come on. He's not going to say it. Well, I will.
I found out I'm a bit of a mean as a snake because they're like, you know, we're talking about mental health. And I'm all in for that. I get it. But I don't know, like, at what point do you say, I understand you have, or, you know, you're having trouble. Or what time do you go, like, suck it up, buttercup. Some days are hard.
You know, what a delicate balance that I do not envy.
No. John, let me tell you something. I used to work in higher education. Let me tell you something.
Got it.
Cool.
Always go the PC route. Because suck it up, buttercup might have you in the office of the dean of the college. You told the kid to suck it up, buttercup? Yeah, it was just a test. They talking about the world is falling. It's not. You're in school. You're having fun. You'll be okay. Just go to PC route, John. I want you to stay at that dean.
No, don't ever change you.
Or the department chair's office.
They need you more than that. You need them. Okay. Don't listen
but
to any.
But they don't know that because they're stupid kids.
No, I'm talking about the department, administration.
The department chairs.
Oh, you're sending a message.
John Anderson. He don't have to listen to nobody.
Yeah. He should be the chancellor.
John, go to the department chairs. I'm John Anderson. You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to teach what I want to teach.
This is John Anderson.
If you won't, send me the. I'll go down. I'll pay my own way. I'll be the John Anderson spokesman.
We will be there if you need us to be a character witness.
It was a simple, like I said, it's a simple question. I don't want to be a super jerk, but every once in a while I do. You think like, okay, there are hard days in life and that's all it is. It's not your mental health. It is not your, like I said, I want to be cognizant of that. You know, my son has had some anxiety once in a while. Like I get how that works, but every once in a while I just go like, hey, sometimes days are hard and you got to dig in and then you're actually
helping by doing that, but unfortunately, who knows nowadays on how people respond.
Gotta be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Them Gen Zs is something else. I'm telling you that. I work with one every single day. He's a roller coaster. He's just pacing back and forth right now. He's been on a
sugar high.
Doesn't
take care of his body.
Not at all.
You think Anderson can't handle that? Let him tell you about the athletes he's had to deal with in the days at ESPN. This is a piece of cake for the professor. Come on.
I don't know.
By the way, that's the voice of Homer back from Ireland. You're going to hear it on the Homer Hour, baby.
Oh, I have a story for all of you.
Ooh, right now?
Right now. Only because I want John Anderson to hear it. 9 days in Ireland.
He sounds Gaelic.
What do I remember?
Not much.
No, this I'll never forget. We're sitting down and eating. You know, there are four people go there. And there's a nice young girl. And I said, so what's the password for Wi-Fi? Because you need that to communicate with it around the world. She says, well, I'm going to have to write it down. And I thought, sure. You know, this is so complicated. She hands me a piece of paper. And on it says, whip it out.
Hey!
That's the password.
I would have said, girl, are you asking or you just asked the password?
No, I said.
Was she making a move on
I
you?
I said to her.
She like him, oh, Homer. Oh,
I said, I get it. And you go tell the boss that they need to change it. And a guy saying it, not a girl. And so she didn't come back. Another guy came back and he said, you're the latest on the password. He goes, just so you know, it ain't changing. The boss loves it.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, if you change it from it to that might be.
There
a
are a lot of options, but I guarantee you, you can't come up with a bigger surprise for a password for Wi-Fi.
Welcome to Ireland,
anywhere.
Homer.
That is great. How did anybody say rip it out? How did they say it? I can't do the Irish.
No one said it.
They wrote it down.
She wrote it down. I never heard it said other than by me.
Probably a rule. Otherwise, they're going to see the dean of the bar.
Yeah.
I would have asked her. Would you like that in all caps?
Hey,
John, I think I found a Brewers player that fits. I don't know if he fits like from a look standpoint. I know he does. I don't know if it fits what you're looking for. Have you seen the stash of Shelby Miller?
I haven't.
Gotta see it. Gotta see it.
Is it a full-on soup strainer? Is it? Could he do film work in the 70s?
Absolutely.
Yeah, then I'm in. Like, when he goes, does he have new walk-up music that's like, waka, waka, wow, waka, wow, waka, wow, wow? Like, if that's it, then I'm in.
Send that to the Brewers PA and announcement staff, Strofe, and we'll see if we can get his bullpen appearances with that music.
So now batting. Oh, wait, hey, you don't look like the regular pool boy. That would be great. And then he goes in.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! This stash you might have seen back in your day, John. That being said, after preseason game one with most of the starters,
yep,
you were trying to leave the game potentially early. The starters didn't play.
Yeah, I did.
But have you ever heard of a player getting five penalties in one half?
I texted Wilde after I said Belton, because he had what, unnecessary roughness. He had hands to the face. He had some lining up. I said, he is literally a holding call for this from the cycle, and that's all he needed. And then they actually, in the second half, they actually resembled some sort of a team. But the first three
Dude,
halves,
a holding
that they played,
call for the
like,
cycle for an offensive lineman's good.
Well, yeah,
yeah, he was a holding.
No, it's
call
not good. That's like, a good
no,
line.
But, no, it's a great line, but it's not promising. And again, it's
not
only
what
preseason.
We're looking for.
So he can get
that. We're looking for
young player, yeah, like making that, a lot of mistakes. Yeah. Making a
those,
lot of
those are like the first one, like when he's lined up off too far back, the illegal formation. Like first one, I get it. Okay, it's cool. Hey, kids are cracking down on this, but to do it on like consecutive plays is bad. Mm. You figure, you know, they just called you for it. It might be still fresh in the old melon up there that you should crowd it a little bit, but those things, it's okay to kind of work out. He's a rookie. He can do that. It's the other stuff when the guys are in there and you're like, okay, again, did you practice this week? Because that's how they looked in the first half again. You know, they were disappointing, but they came around a little bit. And who knows? Maybe I'm just hoping he's like, why waste it now? Like, why do you want to hit your best stuff on the driving range?
Mm-hmm. John,
you
know, what's –
You got to take it to the tee. So that's what I'm hoping.
John, are you concerned at all about the Green Bay Packers' health as we get ready to go into the last week of preseason football? Are you concerned at all that this team's not going to have enough time to get the chemistry together, the timing together, as we head into week one coming up soon against the Lions?
No, because they play poorly in the first week a lot of times, right? They've got a history of being bad on
the
tougher schedule and a backloaded.
So, you know, and I think for the most part, I'm trusting that they say Jordan will be there to be ready. That Lynch is hurt again is okay. Well, he's always hurt. I feel bad for the guy, but you're like, okay, we weren't going to count on him for anything until you actually show up on a field. They got guys. No, I think they'll be all right. They'll find body. I've never seen anybody go out there and only play 10 guys instead of 11. So, you know, no, I think they will be okay, that they've got, you know, this game, and then they get the long stretch. You know, you used to have that preseason game, and then bang, you could have played a preseason game on Thursday and it'd start on that Thursday night or Saturday. So I think that little longer layoff after this last preseason game is helping. I think they'll be fine.
John
now,
Anderson joining us here.
Good? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right now,
TBD.
I don't know. I think they'll be healthy, but I don't know if they're going to be any good right now. My goodness, they've been disappointing.
John Anderson, never holding back. What is it, Homer? A little sugar, a little salt.
That's it. You never know what's going to come, but it's always there.
Dude, are you ready for the wedding? Wait, are you nervous?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Things are
good.
Things are great. Kyle's nervous for me. Like,
oh, John, I'm just so used to nowadays have great technology and people are keeping you up to date about the wedding and I haven't heard anything from
Ben.
We
have a child. I don't have time to make sure that you know when it is. Go to the damn website.
People text me who have a child. Like, I mean, usually they send a little reminder. We're so excited to have you.
You're needy.
I'm not needy. Homer's
what are
new.
You crazy?
Homer's is
never. I've gone to a million weddings. I never get anything.
You
get
generation.
An invitation. You tell them you're going, and they know what time to be there. You still got the memos they gave you 2 months ago for the maps and stuff
Look
like
at that.
That.
If Homer can do it, you can do it.
Well, no, I just don't know this premise of what you
get with the times.
Yeah, John, everything's going great.
Is this going to be a real Wisconsin wedding where you get like 12 people to church and 200 at the reception, or are you doing a little? Are you kind of
actually I don't think Bo Ryan goes to the church. I think he only goes to the reception.
What? I was gonna sit next to him in the pew.
Father, forgive me, I have sinned.
What's that, bridegroom or Bo? Where do you want to sit?
Give me Bo. Bo, let's talk about that
John,
NCAA final.
I'm very excited. Thank you for asking. It's now time to hand you off to Homer. We'll talk to you I'll talk to you after the honeymoon. So enjoy the Homer hour and thanks for the wishes.
Hey, congratulations. Best of luck, man.
All right. You got John Anderson and Homer in 2 minutes.